The Acts of the Apostles. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul was visiting some places on the way to Ephesus. There, he found some followers. Paul asked them,
"Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?"
"We have never even heard of a Holy Spirit."
"What kind of baptism did you have?"
"It was the baptism that John taught."
"John's baptism was a baptism of changed hearts and lives. He told people to believe in the one who would come after him. That one is Jesus."
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Paul laid his hands on them, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. They began speaking different languages and prophesying. There were about 12 men in this group. Paul went into the synagogue and spoke out boldly for 3 months. He talked with the Jews and persuaded them to accept the things he said about the kingdom of God. But some of the Jews became stubborn and refused to believe. These Jews said evil things about the way of Jesus. All the people heard these things. So Paul left them and took the followers with him. He went to a place where a man named Tyrannus had a school. There, Paul talked with people every day for 2 years. Because of his work, every Jew and Greek in Asia heard the word of the Lord. God used Paul to do some very special miracles. Some people took handkerchiefs and clothes that Paul had used and put them on the sick. When they did this, the sick were healed, and evil spirits left them. But some Jews also were traveling around and making evil spirits go out of people. The 7 sons of Sceva were doing this. Sceva was a leading Jewish priest. These Jews tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus to force the evil spirits out. They would say,
"By the same Jesus that Paul talks about, I order you to come out."
But one time, an evil spirit said to these Jews,
"I know Jesus, and I know about Paul, but who are you?"
Then the man who had the evil spirit in him jumped on these Jews. He was much stronger than all of them. He beat them and tore their clothes off. So they ran away from the house. All the people in Ephesus, Jews and Greeks, learned about this. They were filled with fear, and the people gave great honor to the Lord Jesus. Many of the believers began to confess openly and tell all the evil things they had done. Some of them had used magic. These believers brought their magic books and burned them before everyone. Those books were worth about 50,000 silver coins. So in a powerful way, the word of the Lord kept spreading and growing. After these things, Paul made plans to go to Jerusalem. He planned to go through the countries of Macedonia and southern Greece, and then on to Jerusalem. He said,
"After I have been to Jerusalem, I must also visit Rome."
Paul sent Timothy and Erastus, 2 of his helpers, ahead to Macedonia. He himself stayed in Asia for a while. But during that time, there was some serious trouble in Ephesus about the way of Jesus. There was a man named Demetrius who worked with silver. He made little silver models that looked like the temple of the goddess Artemis. The men who did this work made much money. Demetrius had a meeting with these men and some others who did the same kind of work. He told them,
"Men, you know that we make a lot of money from our business, but look at what this man Paul is doing. He has convinced and turned away many people in Ephesus and in almost all of Asia. He says the gods that men make are not real. There is a danger that our business will lose its good name. But there is also another danger. People will begin to think that the temple of the great goddess Artemis is not important. Her greatness will be destroyed, and Artemis is the goddess that everyone in Asia and the whole world worships."
When the men heard this, they became very angry.
Artemis, the goddess of Ephesus, is great!
The whole city became confused. The people grabbed Gaius and Aristarchus. These two men were from Macedonia and were traveling with Paul. Then all the people ran to the theater. Paul wanted to go in and talk to the crowd, but the followers did not let him. Also, some leaders of Asia were friends of Paul. They sent him a message, begging him not to go into the theater. Some people were shouting one thing, and some were shouting another. The meeting was completely confused. Most of the people did not know why they had come together. The Jews put a man named Alexander in front of the people. Some of them had told him what to do. Alexander waved his hand because he wanted to explain things to the people. But when they saw that Alexander was a Jew, they all began shouting the same thing. They continued shouting for 2 hours.
Great is Artemis of Ephesus!
Then the city clerk made the crowd be quiet.
Men of Ephesus, everyone knows that Ephesus is the city that keeps the temple of the great goddess Artemis. All people know that we also keep her holy stone that fell from heaven. No one can say that this is not true. So you should be quiet. You must stop and think before you do anything. You brought these men here, but they have not said anything evil against our goddess. They have not stolen anything from her temple. We have courts of law, and there are judges. Do Demetrius and the men who work with him have a charge against anyone? They should go to the courts. That is where they can argue with each other. Is there something else you want to talk about? It can be decided at the regular town meeting of the people. I say this because some people might see this trouble today and say that we are rioting. We could not explain this because there is no real reason for this meeting.
After the city clerk said these things, he told the people to go home. When the trouble stopped, Paul sent for the followers to come to him. He encouraged them and then told them goodbye. Paul left and went to the country of Macedonia. He said many things to strengthen the followers in the different places on his way through Macedonia. Then he went to southern Greece. He stayed there 3 months. He was ready to sail for Syria, but some Jews were planning something against him. So Paul decided to go back through Macedonia to Syria. Some men went with him. They were Sophater, son of Pyrrhus from the city of Berea, Aristarchus and Secundus from the city of Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe and Timothy, and Tychicus and Trophimus, two men from Asia.
These men went first, ahead of Paul, and waited for us at Troas. We sailed from Philippi after the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and we met them in Troas 5 days later. We stayed there for 7 days. On the first day of the week, we all met together to break bread. Paul spoke to the group, because he was planning to leave the next day. He kept on talking till midnight. We were all together in a room upstairs, and there were many lamps in the room. A young man named Eutychus was sitting in the window. As Paul continued talking, Eutychus was falling into a deep sleep. Finally, he went sound asleep and fell to the ground from the third floor. When they picked him up, he was dead. Paul went down to Eutychus. He knelt down and put his arms around him.
Don't worry. He is alive now.
Then Paul went upstairs again, broke bread, and ate. He spoke to them a long time until it was early morning. Then he left. They took the young man home alive and were greatly comforted.
We sailed for the city of Assos. We went first ahead of Paul. He wanted to join us on the ship there. Paul planned it this way because he wanted to go to Assos by land. When he met us at Assos, we took him aboard and went to Mytilene. The next day, we sailed from Mytilene and came to a place near Chios. The next day, we sailed to Samos. A day later, we reached Miletus. Paul had already decided not to stop at Ephesus. He did not want to stay too long in Asia. He was hurrying to be in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. if that was possible. Now from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. When they came to him, he said,
"You know about my life from the first day I came to Asia. You know the way I lived all the time I was with you. The Jews plotted against me. This troubled me very much. But you know that I always served the Lord. I never thought of myself first, and I often cried.
You know I preached to you, and I did not hold back anything that would help you. You know that I taught you in public and in your homes. I warned both Jews and Greeks to change their lives and turn to God. And I told them all to believe in our Lord Jesus.
But now, I must obey the Holy Spirit and go to Jerusalem. I don't know what will happen to me there. I know only that in every city the Holy Spirit tells me that troubles and even jail wait for me. I don't care about my own life. The most important thing is that I complete my mission. I want to finish the work that the Lord Jesus gave me, to tell people the good news about God's grace. And now, I know that none of you will ever see me again. All the time I was with you, I was preaching the kingdom of God. So today, I can tell you one thing that I am sure of. If any of you should be lost, I am not responsible. This is because I have told you everything God wants you to know. Be careful for yourselves and for all the people God has given you. The Holy Spirit gave you the work of caring for this flock. You must be like shepherds to the church of God. This is the church that God bought with his own death. I know that after I leave, some men will come like wild wolves and try to destroy the flock. Also, men from your own group will rise up and twist the truth. They will lead away followers after them. So be careful. Always remember this. For 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you. I taught you night and day. I often cried over you. Now, I am putting you in the care of God and the message about his grace. That message is able to give you strength, and it will give you the blessings that God has for all his holy people. When I was with you, I never wanted anyone's money or fine clothes. You know that I always worked to take care of my own needs and the needs of those who were with me. I showed you in all things that you should work as I did and help the weak. I taught you to remember the words of Jesus. He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
When Paul had said this, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. And they all cried because Paul had said that they would never see him again. They put their arms around him and kissed him. Then they went with him to the ship.